Blythe is a city of 20,000 people in the desert along the California-Arizona border. In the last 3 months, 2,600 migrants, mostly from Guatemala, have shown up there. And they didn't get there on their own. They were dropped off by Customs and Border Protection agents. Ruben Vives is the reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He recently visited the town and wrote about it and joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks for talking to us today. So tell us about what's happening there.
Sure. Since March, there was a surge of migrant families who have been making their way up to the U.S., and it happens right around the time when detention centers are just overwhelmed. They're reached capacity. There's no place to put them. And so what Border Patrol officials have started doing is releasing some of these family units out into the U.S., basically on their own reconnaissance. And they all have court dates. And as this was happening, nonprofits and churches also started to help when Border Patrol started looking to work with some of the local governments to help kind of manage this release of these family units.
So why Blythe?
Well, Blythe is actually not that far from the U.S.-Mexico border. It also lies within the Yuma sector, which is where you're also getting a large number of migrants sort of trying to cross the border there in the Arizona border. And so when they're taken in by Yuma sector, they've already are overwhelmed, and so they're having to transport some of those migrants over to other nearby Border Patrol stations. One of them is actually in Blythe, and so that's why you have such a large number of migrants being transferred over into Blythe.
How welcome are the migrants there?
How what? I'm sorry?
How welcome are they there by the community?
It's mixed, you know, as you would imagine in any community who's seeing that they are bringing in migrants from other countries into their community. There's concerns about safety. There's concerns about health issues, right? But overall, it's been peaceful. Everyone's been very welcoming. People are understanding that there is a crisis along the border that has developed, and these churches and these nonprofits are doing everything they can to assist the federal government in managing this.
Okay. And what kind of assistance does the government lend the town or the communities that are helping the migrants?
Well, I mean, we're talking about local government. The county, for instance, in Riverside County, staff are provided to, they're sort of case managers. They help and try to get these migrants connected with their sponsors, meaning a relative, someone who lives in the U.S. who can take them in and free up space for another migrant family. And so the county will do whatever it can to try to connect these families with relatives here in the U.S. In addition, they'll transport them from the shelter to the bus station or the, you know, airport. And also they do as needed services, which is health screenings. Some of these migrants are coming in sick. They have fevers, they have colds, stuff that they get while they're at the immigration centers sometimes. So, you know, they're having to kind of manage all this while in addition having the nonprofits and the churches sort of providing food and new clothing and showers for them to use.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it. Ruben Vives, reporter for the Los Angeles Times. You could read his article about all the folks, people from Guatemala who've been moving into this town or coming into the town for at least a while.